Okay. Let's see. Tuesday, February 9, 2021, 6:32 a.m. Okay, so starting yesterday, people have been talking about this Time Magazine article referring to the past election, that there is a secret cabal of industry leaders and politicians and Chamber of Commerce and Union, AFL-CIO, to ensure that the elections were correct, were legitimate, okay? And so I read the article, and you know, you could read it both ways. You could read it as, yeah, these people were doing something good to make sure that things weren't somehow construed incorrectly counting the votes correctly and all that sort of stuff. But you could look at it the other way too and say, well, wait a minute. So they are admitting that there was something going on in the background. And that's what they're saying, that this stuff was going on in the background. That voting rules were changed in the states, and you know, that kind of stuff. I can't remember everything I read there, but well, they talked about the Trump people wanting to make it harder for people to vote. Well, the only thing I know that the Trump people wanted to do, because that's what they said they were doing and they talked about it, but it's always labeled as voter suppression, okay? The voter suppression they're talking about is that the Trump people wanted one person to have one vote, okay? And the only way to do that is to show that, okay, my name is Jacinto Rivera. Here's my ID, and here's where I live, okay? I want to vote, and this is what I want to do. Just vote and cast my one vote. But with mail-in balloting, apparently, anybody at that time, anybody could request a mail-in ballot, or not request a mail-in, but everybody was mailed a mail-in ballot in my state. And apparently there were people getting ballots, or ballots were arriving at people's homes that weren't for them. They were for somebody else that may have lived there or may not have lived there. They don't really know, okay? So all these ballots were floating all over the place. There was no way to say, okay, yeah, I'm so-and-so, you know, and just mail it in. There's nobody checking to see if so-and-so actually filled that ballot out and mailed it in, or Joe Blow did, you know, and Joe Blow maybe collected a bunch of them and mailed them in. So I don't really consider that voter suppression, that you show an ID to vote. It's always been that way, as far as I can tell. And people say that that's racist, and I don't see that. I mean, how can that be racist? They say because poor people are the ones, the poor minorities are the ones that are going to be disenfranchised because they don't have IDs. Well, wait a minute. So these are the same poor people that are on government assistance, collecting welfare, that don't have a voice in the government, right? Well, as last time I checked, you had to have a picture ID issued by the government to prove who you are to collect welfare. You had to. If you don't believe me, go down to the welfare office and try to get some benefits without showing them any sort of idea or saying who you are. It ain't going to happen. You know, so every one of those people down there that are collecting welfare can vote because they have a voter ID. Okay? I mean, they have a ID, which should allow them to vote. And I guess the same goes for getting on an airplane, like everybody always says. All sorts of places require IDs. If you're writing a check, you got to show some ID. Okay? To show that you're who you are. You go into the bank, you know, you want to start on a bank account? Well, show some ID. It's all, you know, want to buy some alcohol? Show some ID. Prove that you're who you are and that you're this age. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure that that's not voter suppression. Okay? And what it is what everybody wants is voter integrity. Anyway, so I read that article, and like I said, I could take that both ways. And it is biased against the Trump, okay, when you read it, because, you know, it's when they talk about Trump's men working in individual states to ensure that there's voter integrity, they frame it as Trump's henchmen there to suppress the vote. So it's, you know, it's like, oh, yeah. You know, like I said, I don't fall for this shit anymore, you know. I realize that they're going to color things for whatever agenda they have. You know, I've seen it with my own eyes. And I don't understand why. Why would they write this article admitting that, yeah, there was some kind of a secret collaboration done to make sure that basically Trump's side of the story didn't get out. That's basically what they're saying, okay? And they're saying, yeah, well, it's bipartisan. Well, yeah, there were a lot of Republicans that didn't want, that we were even going to vote against Trump, okay? And what was that called? The Lincoln Project during the campaign. And I think it's still in effect. I'm not sure. There's one guy that I follow on Twitter that is really involved with the Lincoln Project, and he's a Republican, you know, and he's basically was working against Trump win the election. So, you know, yeah, okay, you can label it bipartisan, but, you know, there's nothing bipartisan anymore at all. Nothing. There's nothing bipartisan. It's people who feel one way or people who feel the other way, okay? And if you feel a certain way about something, it's not bipartisan by any means, okay? So, anyway, like I said, I read that article and it's, oh, look at that. I found some... I found some pigment that... that I opened a new tube for, and I didn't need to because there's some pigment there. Anyway, so that's pretty much that for now. Let me get back to painting. Okay, 8:43 a.m. So working on the big panel today. Yeah, you know, there's so much to do. Just to say what I did is kind of silly. Just a lot of, basically, it's just a lot of clarification of things. I've got some characters on there, and, you know, you just got to clarify the form. You got to clarify what's actually there. So I'm gonna quit painting today. And because my sister gave me a text message, and her smoke alarm's battery needs to be changed, so it's chirping, and it's the bedroom batteries. So I probably bothered her all night. She does not feel comfortable on ladders, so I'll be doing that for her. And also today, one of my paintings is going to be at the Blue Line Arts Gallery for one of their shows coming up. It was last week. Last year, I got accepted into the Pop Surrealism show, but what happened was is the virus pretty much canceled everything at that point, so they postponed it for a year. So they've renamed it. It's not the Pop Surrealism show. It's something else. But everybody that was accepted into that show is going to show again. Should be showing in that show, so it's basically the Pop Surrealism show. I don't know why would they change the name, but somebody did. Anyway, so they wanted some paperwork, some of the release paperwork, the legal paperwork in by last Saturday, and I really don't read emails anymore, so I said, "Oh, I better do that." So I'm going to take that down there today, and also check out the Crocker Kingsley exhibition that they have. Before it gets torn down at the end of this month. I'll be doing all that. That's why I'm quitting painting right now. So that's it for today.